But I'm joined now by Major General Tim Cross, who's a retired British Army officer, the most senior British officer in charge of rebuilding Iraq, and arguably, therefore, the person who had to clean up the mess caused by us going in the first place. Morning to you, Tim.
Good morning.
Well, effectively, what this email appears to show is that Blair was gung-ho for war before he even had that Crawford meeting with Bush. Does that surprise you? What does that mean to you when you think about that?
Well, I know Blair's a bit of a toxic brand for everybody, and everybody loves to dig the knife in. Actually, I don't believe that's true, actually. I remember meeting Jack Straw in Kuwait only a week or so before the war started, and I think Jack Straw genuinely believed there was still time to stop the war. And I don't think Blair had signed up to nothing but war. I think he made it clear to Bush that if it was necessary to fight, he would be alongside him, and we can have a debate about that. My criticism, my biggest criticism, has always been not so much getting rid of Saddam Hussein, but a failure to plan for what happened afterwards. And I think, you know, I do think Tony Blair and others have a lot to answer for over that.
You raised the point about Straw, though, Tim. That's an interesting point, because one of the aspects of the Blair government was that he was very presidential. So Jack Straw may well have believed that there was still a chance to debate what happens with Iraq, but Blair may have already made up his mind.
Well, yeah, he was, whether he was presidential or not, I mean, certainly he led his cabinet in a certain style. There's no doubt about that. I don't know is the answer, and neither does anybody else. I don't think this memo proves anything in one way or the other. Actually, I think it shows that Blair, you've got to see this from where Blair comes from. And if you go back to 1999 and the foreign speech in Chicago, when he laid out his ideas on what we now call responsibility to protect, and the idea of a sort of sovereignty that is not guaranteed for people if they start massacring their own people. The link through Kosovo, which I was involved in, is where I first met Tony Blair, and subsequently after that, and then September the 11th, and the decision not to go up to Baghdad in 1991 after we kicked Iraq out of Kuwait. Those 12 years had consequences. That choice had consequences. And we tend to forget that some people argue hundreds of thousands of people died in Iraq as a result of that decision. So that whole period, you've got to see it in that context. And I think Tony Blair was clear that Saddam Hussein had to go. I think the weapons of mass destruction issue, which internationally people thought was a serious problem, and therefore, yes, he was prepared to go to war over it. But I don't honestly believe that he'd said there is no other option, we will definitely go to war. I think he genuinely wanted to try to get a UN Security Council resolution through, and I think if that had happened, you know, things could have turned out differently. But as I say, my criticism is his failure and others' failures to think through the post-war situation.
Do you think he's a good man?
Well, I'm not a very good man. I'm a flawed human being, and so are you.
Well, I'm certainly not a good man, and I'm very happy to admit that. But do you think he's a decent man in this? Because what you were kind of implying there for that 10-year history that he is, you believe he was acting for moral reasons.
I think he is a moral man in the same way that you and I would try to be a moral man. But he is a flawed human being. And, you know, I think the problem is we tend to look back at this in the context of what happened afterwards. And so do I. You know, don't misunderstand me. This was strategic failure. And we played a huge part in that. And we have to bear, you know, a lot of the responsibility for it. But was Blair a man who genuinely believed that, you know, we had to do something? We couldn't stand by and watch people being massacred. You know, we'd watched the Rwanda killings where 800,000 had died. We'd watched Kosovo, September the 11th and so on. Yes, I think he is. I mean, whenever I met him, I found him, you know, engaging and genuinely interested and genuinely trying to get his mind around some really difficult issues.
Major General Tim.
Did he make some bad decisions? Of course he did.
Yeah, as we all do. Major General Tim Cross, who was the person in charge of rebuilding, that's a very interesting perspective. So he doesn't believe Blair was over...